Chapter 3. James Vann and Charles Hicks discovered alternatives to traditional Cherokee ways. Both half-breeds lived near the town of Pine Log, where Ridge had moved. Hicks was a planter, using black slaves to work his choice land. A mild person, generally agreeable, given to good humor, he nursed a crippled hip. He accepted the pain uncomplaining. Much of his time he spent officially assisting an influential white man, Colonel Return J. Meigs, known to Cherokees as White Eagle because of his hair. Hicks was the translator and advisor to Meigs, and in the course of events he frequently met Ridge and came to recognize in him great strength. Ridge was interested in Hicks, who was a reader of books, particularly English literature. A book was expensive. To take one's wealth and spend it on what had no value to touch, smell, taste, an object that made no sound, intrigued Ridge. Apparently the books exuded magic. A book housed people, he discovered. They lived in its pages. A book told stories to those having its secrets. It issued the thoughts of others. Ridge was baffled by the magic. The Cherokee had developed their five senses to a high degree, and almost all thoughts had to do with experiences a person could see, hear, feel, smell, or taste. A book went beyond, as Hicks had told him. The Cherokees did not even have words for what was not known to the senses. Even courage, affection, forgiveness, honor were not communicable in Cherokee. But apparently in English books such concepts were often presented. Hicks himself was peculiar. Cherokee men did not farm. Hicks did. By custom, an Indian man might choose to help his wife girdle and later burn a forest, and might help her clear away heavy brush. These acts were not offensive to the Great Spirit, but most surely offensive.